me his concerns about the Eastern Corridor Road and the fact that he has to use an Ewe proverb shows that he's taking very critical notice of the Eastern Corridor. We hope that the narrative changes at the next time that there's going to be some communication. The Eastern Corridor is a very important road in the Volta region and even the development of the state. So I think that if they're able to do that, it will be a game changer in the discussion when it comes to development in the Volta region.
I didn't listen because before the president even walks in, before even the nation listens to the address, the minority already are either holding their placards or they've decided not or not. Before they walk in, they've already made up their mind that they are going to support their president wholeheartedly, whether what he's saying really happened or didn't happen. So the two sides are not really giving us the true picture of what the president is, the true picture of whatever is happening there. But here they are, they have already have entrenched positions. So how do I really get a balanced opinion? So frankly, I don't really bother myself listening to it. So for some years now, I actually don't.
I was expecting the president to address the security challenges, because when there is a security problem, everybody is unsafe and, you know, it can create a whole lot of chaos in the country. You know, armed robbers attacking, killing policemen and all those sort of things. You know, security is very crucial for the development of every country.
I just think that as a country, we just need to support the government in power, and we need to support initiatives which come up. And whilst we support, we must ensure that they do the right things, even in the development initiative that they do take, because we are the people who can check them.
Those were views of a cross-section of the public in Ho on the State of the Nation address.